Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget you can always listen to us by streaming live at www.guardiantalkradio.com, or you can download the app from the app called TuneIn. You can go to the App Store or Play Store, download the TuneIn app, which is free, and then find Guardian Radio and carry us around all day long. I have two guests in the studio tonight, and we will be speaking about, you know, taking Bahamian art internationally, which is something, obviously, that's part of the mandate of the National Art Gallery as well. So in the studio this evening, I have our chief curator, Holly Bynoe. Welcome, Holly.
Thank you, Amanda.
And artist Jeffrey Maris.
Thank you.
Jeffrey, very nice to see you back.
So, always a pleasure.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about a show that was recently staged. It is on right now in Germany until the 6th of August. And I think the one thing I want to start with is to talk about how these things evolve over time, because a lot of the time, you know, we'll bring in an international curator, say, and people will be like, oh, why are you spending $500 bringing some foreign guy down here? And you know, it's very important to develop these relationships that then kind of turn into things. And that very often will take several years, as, you know, Holly can speak to. The evolution of a show very often is a couple of years.
Oh, absolutely.
From the day you first get the idea. And as a curator, you know, you're traveling and you're collecting information that may then at a much later date manifest itself. Yeah. So this show, I would say, started really, you know, in a way, with all of our involvement, sort of in 2005 when we did the first Funky Nassau show. Yeah, well, that was the show in Germany that the dealer from Vienna saw in 2006, which led to my relationship with the National Art Gallery, which led to my eventually coming back home. And then the dealer in Vienna that saw that show being a participant in the art fair we do was constantly looking at what pop-up was doing at the different fairs. You know, the pop-up showed that. Holly came in. Holly then was working for us with the NE8, and the dealer was then like, oh, you know,
seven,
let's do a 10-year, exactly, NE7. You know, I think it'd be really interesting now to do a 10-year review of what happened since Funky Nassau. So he invited my husband and I to do something we drew very heavily on the show Holly curated before she was even working at the National Art Gallery. That show then was seen by people in Germany who then invited, you know, the national institution to evolve that show. And then Holly went to Cuba. So, I mean, it's really like this. And now Holly's working for us, so it's this very long kind of series, a full circle, but also this like network of relationships. So Holly came in, having already curated the NE7 as a sort of visiting curator with Michael Edwards, and then joined the National Institution. And then when the place in Leipzig, which is called Halle 14, which is hall number 14, which is a huge kind of Kunsthalle, sort of art space, not a selling space, not a gallery, not really a museum, but a temporary art space that puts on quite large shows. And the guy who runs that was so interested after seeing the Vienna show that he came all the way to the Bahamas to visit studios and things like that, and then invited us to collaborate with the Cuban curator. So that's when, you know, we brought Holly in and said, okay, well, now this is becoming sort of a national thing. Holly, go off to Cuba. So why don't you tell us first a little bit about your trip to Cuba?
Right. So we started to have this conversation in January about a sudden show that appeared on the horizon that wanted to reassess the NE. And of course, drawing on work from Nassau Calling and trying to figure out how we can make new connections with
them. Well, because Halle 14 brought in that idea of tying it to Cuba.
Right.
Kind of changed the dynamic,
the focus,
it wasn't just about the Bahamas anymore. It was about sort of the Caribbean.
So in many ways, that theme opened up and it made me reconsider possible options and or different connections with regards to how we can open up our dialogues, right? Because we're going to a place that has infrastructure, a place that has support for the arts. And I mean, Cuba, on the outside, it seems like this very intimidating Caribbean space because we know so little about it. So for me, it was a good opportunity to go in to meet Tonel, who is the co-curator of Overseas, the show in Leipzig, and to then figure out his sort of motivation and his investment. Tonel has been working within the region, so he's been working locally in Cuba and within the region since 1996. He participated in the Big River at Gran Riviere in in 1996 with Charlotte Elias and the birth of CCA.
Wow.
So he is coming out of a certain kind of tradition, a certain kind of understanding. And of course, I didn't know this when I was going. Mm. You know, upon meeting the man, I realized that all of these things were in play. So I became really interested in, number one, wanting to get to know him, his curatorial focus, and the artist that he was bringing into this, you know, revamped conversation for overseas. So I went down for, I think, 3 days, because, of course, all of these trips are like whiplash. You have three conversations, six studio visits, walk, and then you try to figure out how to make nuanced decisions that would really make people care about the work that you're trying to
and
do.
Then and then you get back and everyone asks you how your vacation was when you haven't slept in like 3 days straight.
I just usually am sort of like pause that information coming in. I just put it on pause as it escapes lips to just keep sane, because as Amanda said, it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of trying to figure out gesture, trying to figure out nuance, trying to figure out language, and then also trying to bridge the gap, right? Because most people don't know Bahamian art on the outside.
But they know Cuban art.
They have numerous collections in the U.S., in Germany.
But also what's so interesting is, how does a country like that, we sit here and we're like, they have nothing, they're all so poor, you know, how are they known internationally and we're not, when we're theoretically, quote unquote, the wealthiest country in the Caribbean?
I'm not sure.
Obviously we're not from a certain degree, but it's just so extraordinary when you are out internationally in the art world and you talk about Cuba and people are so well informed about Cuban art.
I think
all pilgrim down to the Havana Biennale every year.
I think also like the Cuban artists are very recognized in the United States also, because just for instance, we had Felipe Dulcedes. This dude got the American prize.
Yeah, I know, but like how did that happen? How can we not catch up? So I think it also brought a really interesting aspect to the show that Holly had to challenge, which was that it also, first of all, we weren't just doing the first two international shows that preceded it were simply about the Bahamas, right? The Bahamas, what's the identity of the Bahamas? Who are Bahamians? Who are we as artists? But then when you come from the Bahamas and you become in dialogue with Cuba, it changes. You're not just saying, hey, this is who we are. It's like, who are we in relationship
to
somebody else, in relationship to these ideas about the Caribbean? Because I think this idea of... The word in German, the show's called Übersee, and that really means more than overseas in a way. Like a lot of English words, like, I don't know, swarthy means more than just dark. It sort of has other connotations to it, piratical and kind of. And Übersee has a longing to it, right? It has a sense of, because of course if you come from the frozen north, this idea of the Caribbean is something, and that idea of Übersee comes with a sort of idea that possibly doesn't really exist. So I think this show had a lot to do with that too.
Absolutely. I think that sort of space in the word itself, I mean, I think that this overseas as well is this like sort of heavy thing, because we think about the horizon line, we think about island culture, we think about insularity, and then we think about this horizon as escape. So for me, the sort of interstitial space that we had to play with in the project was really interesting, and it reminded me of that word in Portuguese that the Brazilians use, saudade, which is this loss, this longing, this nostalgia, this yearning for something else, but we don't know what that something
and
else
that's,
is.
That's exactly what Ubisoft sort of has, like a sense, again, a sense of longing to it.
So I thought that the parallels that Tanel was making and the way he thought about nostalgia and how this sort of creeping suspicion that is inherent in something like nostalgia and sentiment, I think that a lot of the work played off on that kind of language and that kind of reality, because again, we're speaking about a space that is very politically different than the Bahamas. So the conditions for development were very particular, you know, in 1964 or the early 60s. There was this massive wave of Europeans coming into Cuba, and of course, the artists there interacted with architects, artists from different spaces, and that really informed their language, you know, how they built spaces, how they built the art school. You know, Felipe as well did that beautiful project about the architecture of spaces.
That's another thing, the art school is so advanced, and you're like, how is it that... I mean, again, I don't want to knock UB because they're, you know, the people coming out of the associates program are great, but that we only have an associate's degree.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, whereas in Cuba, they're doing masters and they're doing, you know, and really developed. And when you think about access to materials there. We complain
and also
about
like there's a sense of regionality. It seems like coming out of Cuba for like Latin America and the Caribbean.
Yeah, I definitely think that their gaze is turned more so towards Latin America than it is to the Caribbean. But that shifts within artistic spaces.
I think that happens in the Spanish-speaking Caribbean in general. They tend to naturally then look toward Latin America, which again has a very strong historical context. And in the Bahamas, it's funny because we're sort of not anchored. We don't really look to the UK. We sort of look to America because they're closer and we do have all these connections with the South. But at the same time, you know, we're not really American. So it's funny how that, you know, the French Caribbean feels, of course, connected to France in a very different way because they literally are still French. So it's interesting how that happens in the region too. You definitely see that kind of splitting within the region based on sort of language.
But for me, I think there's a curiosity with them within the Cuban context of them wanting to know about the Caribbean. And I do think within creative spaces that happens very naturally, that kind of curiosity, that kind of awareness, and that kind of yearning to want to connect, to want to expand. So the thing about working with the Cuban artists who were present in Germany, and I think that Jeffrey could speak very heavily towards this because I was there for like 3.5 days, and you were in residence for two and a half weeks. But there's this sharing and this quest for wanting to acknowledge, you know, your neighbor. Because, I mean, we're 55 minutes away from Havana, and these flights leave, what, 3-4 times a week? So there's open access there. Yet we, oftentimes we think about our borders as closed, or we feel a kind of insecurity where we don't want to step out to see what that massive creativity is. But I think when we do, and I think a lot of people are now heading down there, I know Jordana Kelly went, I know that Edrin Simonet is going down. I'm not sure if it is for creative purposes or creative reasons, but just to see that space and to understand how we can do so much more with the resources that we have to keep that like critical content always present, and to think about other models that might in fact
that might work.
Work
well, that's
better
why I'm so fascinated by Cuba, because I'm like looking at what they've done with their art scene, and I'm looking at what we've done with ours, and they're really quite far ahead of us given the fact they're working with almost nothing. I think what's also quite interesting, and I think what comes into play sometimes too, is like if you live in Europe and you're from say the UK or Germany or France or whatever, you know, when you get some time off, you basically head south, right? You want to go to Italy, you want to go to Greece, you want to go somewhere hot. And I think what's funny is in the Caribbean very often the opposite happens. You're from an island nation, you get your 2 weeks or whatever, you don't want to go to another Caribbean island nation. You want to head north. You want to do some shopping. You want to get some, you know, get some good restaurants or what have you. So I think that also has something to do with how we interact with our neighbors, also because of the access problem. I've just been invited back to Jamaica to give a lecture at the closing of their Biennale. And, you know, it takes 7 hours to get there. And I'm like, but it's right there. Whereas when you're in Europe, of course, you hop on a train and, you know, in 1 hour, you're in another country. So I think, that plays into our problem about knowing our neighbors is that very often when we get the opportunity to travel, we don't at first say, oh, hey, I want to go to Cuba. Hey, you know, our sort of instinct or the way our culture pushes us is go to Miami, go to Canada, or go to Europe, you know, and sort of the last place you're going to pick is to go deeper into your own.
Into your own backyard, really.
So I think that's very interesting. But so how was, I mean, Cuba for you? I mean, it was 3 days, but was that sort of a revelation of some kind? Or did you get to meet a lot of the artists that were in the show?
Yeah, so it was my second visit to Havana, and Tonel did open up his network to me, and I was able to have, I think, 3 or 4 studio visits. So I met Juan Carlos Alom, I met Joan Capote, I met Susanna, who I met prior to my first visit. I met Susanna Pilar at Tilting Axis last year. And there's another person who I'm forgetting, Elias, the photographer. So, yes, I was able to access, to have that kind of access and to, you know, have frank discussions with the artists, of course, Tonel translating as well. But for me, I think what's really important to acknowledge about how art is creating Cuba, it's not a part-time thing, it's a full-time engagement. These people have figured out a way to economically sustain themselves by doing other kinds of work that tie into their creativity, and they're able to dedicate 100-200% to studio practice, which I think is fascinating.
There's also that conversation about materiality too, the way they kind of approach the work.
Well, definitely, I was going to actually bring that up when I was speaking about material. So I think we're going to have to go to a quick break, but we can maybe pick that up on the other side, because I think that is a really interesting discussion to sort of observe the difference between what you've seen and the artist's approach to their practice in Cuba, and now having been in the Bahamas, you know, consistently for almost 3 years. So I'm in the studio with Holly Bino, who is the chief curator of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and local artist Jeffrey Maris. And we can barely say local anymore because you keep getting these awesome scholarships to go study abroad, but who just was at the show that Holly co-curated, which is called Ubeze, or Overseas Art from the Caribbean, Contemporary Art from the Caribbean, Cuba and the Bahamas. And we're going to speak more about that after the break. The show is currently on in Leipzig, Germany, in a very large art space, getting a lot of press, and it opened very recently and will be on until the 2nd of August. So we'll speak more about that. You are listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to Guardian 96.9 Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this break.